Hey, welcome to the Film Podcast. I'm Ricardo.
I'm Jenny.
I'm Adam Scott.
I'm Brandon.
Yeah, and today we're talking about, what are we talking about, Brandon? It was your idea. You explain it. Because apparently we all want to be on the same page in this episode, okay?
I don't really care if we're on the same page.
Yeah. Food moments in movies.
Yeah. So the movie doesn't have to be about food. It just moments.
It can be.
But
I'm just not saying they should. Significant moments of food in movies.
I just said movies with food in them.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But
Rory was trying to give me movies with food in the title, and that didn't work.
How far did he get?
Milk.
The one.
Thought it was hilarious.
Wait, let's do this. Okay, we've got milk.
Really?
Chocolate.
Chocolate, that's good.
You're going to spoil some people's list if you try to listen.
No, it's fine. Like,
but I'm going to make that her Jenny's ringtone when you text me. Chocolate.
There's no E at the end.
Chocolate.
Orange County, does that work?
No. You're pushing it.
Good Burger? Oh.
That does.
Butter.
Good Burger. Butter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that movie.
It's got to be something with cookie in the title, right?
Cookie Monsters.
Why?
Wild Ride.
I don't know, because there's a title
Cookie's
for everything.
Cookie's Fortune?
Sure.
You don't even know.
I don't
even know. Okay, let's
do it. I'm ready. I got a lot of lists. It was hard to narrow down, but I got some things. Since it was your idea, you're gonna go first.
I'm gonna go first.
Yep, Brandon.
Are we gonna talk about movies we've seen recently or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen a really good one.
I know. Tell us about it.
No.
okay, don't tell us about it.
I just saw what?
Is that recording too already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can just cut that out.
I'm not going to cut it out. I saw Inception. No, not Inception.
Inception. Huh?
Yeah.
Probably in a few ways you did.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Interstellar. I loved it. I saw it on 70 millimeter film.
At the Chinese?
At the City Walk Theater.
Ah. Mm.
It's assigned seats, so.
Answer me this. Did
Chinese is assigned seats too?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The Chinese is amazing now.
Really?
It's gorgeous.
I don't know about that, but sure.
Third largest IMAX in the nation.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just saying.
How was the sound mix?
It was amazing.
I'm curious.
Amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounded great. I would say it was a little too loud.
How was the McConaughey bed? Just like a bed of Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
They did in the sound mix.
Yeah. It was. He sounded nice and frothy. And, you know, which is great.
Would you say he sounded all right?
I'd say he sounded all right. All right. yeah, it was really
Shamed
fun.
Everybody here.
Jenny didn't do anything.
I just laughed.
To her credit.
No, it was really fun. It was. I cried like 5 times. Like not exaggerating. Literally 5 times.
Like because you're so happy?
No, because it was just there's some cool, like, you know. Sad moments.
It's so beautiful.
Some pretty cool sad moments.
Yeah. but yeah. What else did you see, Jenny?
I saw the first episode of Master Chef Junior and cried as well.
What? James Bond Junior?
Master Chef Junior.
No. Oh, Master and cried?
Chef Junior.
Always makes me cry. Every episode.
And you cried because of the kids and
stuff?
Yeah, is it a new season?
Funny. Yeah, they just started. It's on Hulu.
I tried watching the first season.
Oh, we loved it. You hated it?
Well, I couldn't because MasterChef had just ended, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it's so, like, they're bending over backwards to, like, accommodate the children sort of thing.
I love
like,
it.
Like, it's just a really weird, like, shift in all their characters.
So yeah. We don't watch regular MasterChef, so I think that works. That's why it works for us. He's so
I
nice
dug
to
the
them.
Kids,
anyways.
But I judge them. I judge the kids. I'm like, I want that.
Well, some bitch cried because she made her potatoes too salty.
Whoa, they're kids.
She cried.
They're kids.
Whoa,
she's not a bitch. I'm sorry. Look,
kids can be
but
bitches.
She cried.
Kids can totally be bitches.
I'm like, look, this is a competition. You better stop crying.
Slow your roll.
First crier, first
Literally,
episode.
They're making rolls, and you're like, slow your roll.
Just slow it. Hadn't even lost yet. Just put too much salt in there. Start crying.
Does Graham eat like an asshole on MasterChef Junior?
Which one's Graham?
The wacky one. Big guy
Bigger?
With the glasses.
He lost weight.
I know, he lost a lot of weight. Does he still eat like an asshole?
I have no
idea
what any of you were talking about.
He does this with his fork. I know no one can see this, but he kind of lifts his fork up from the end, like where the end of the fork is away from him, and like he dips it into his mouth.
Oh,
with his
yeah.
Hand,
mm-hmm. Why
then,
does he do
and
that?
And then always looks up while he's tasting it.
What does Guy Fieri say?
He's not in it, thank God.
He's a Flavortown.
Yeah, Gordon Ramsay.
Then he makes.
I hate Guy Fieri.
Yeah, no, I was making a joke because I didn't know what you were talking about. I don't watch any of these. I don't watch any of these shows.
Wait, this is serious, Adam.
Adam, we're talking about a serious topic about Bitch Kids.
Bitch Kids, otherwise, on MasterChef.
Otherwise, I haven't seen any movies. I'm sorry.
I haven't really seen anything either. It's poor form for a movie podcast.
I know. I'm sorry.
What did I do?
You've had to have seen something. So there's been a bunch of movies. There's Gone Girl.
Gone Girl.
How is that?
I enjoyed Gone Girl. I read the book. Did anybody else read the book?
Read
no.
What
is reading?
What?
What is reading?
What is reading? Right? It's like watching a movie, but with words. It's like watching a foreign movie
in your head,
but with no picture.
Oh.
You're just reading the words.
That's hard.
And you imagine it in your brain. But I didn't read the book until after I knew the cast of the movie, so I'm just picturing everyone who's in the movie as those roles.
That's pretty cool, though. Did they meet your expectation of your movie, of your brain movie?
Yes, it was very good.
Nice.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. It's nice and creepy. What else did I? Oh, I saw Book of Life.
Did you guys see Fury?
Oh, how was Book of Life?
I did not enjoy Book of Life.
Really?
It was one of the is the kind of kids movie that would make me resent my children.
You don't like Mexican?
Ugh.
That was not. It had nothing to do with the nationality. It was just a dumb movie.
Oh, it wondering. Sucks.
And as they resent his Mexican children.
Yeah.
It's been like not even 10 minutes in, and we were already insulted. Bitch, kids, and Mexicans.
And Mexicans.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, nothing to do with Mexican culture. That's not why it was dumb. It was just a very juvenile movie. It wasn't like a, oh, hey, adults and kids will love this. It was like, oh, if I had a kid, I'd punch him for making me see it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I would actually punch the kid.
You'd think about it, though.
You and Jenny should not have children.
I agree.
I would punch that bitch kid in his face.
That bitch kid. Stop crying, bitch.
Brandon, did you see anything?
I haven't seen any
bitch kids?
I haven't seen anything.
No?
I've been watching a lot of TV.
Yeah.
But I guess
this isn't
count.
The TV fucking podcast.
I know.
Yeah, this isn't the film podcast. Then.
That's all I got going for me.
Nick is very cinematic.
I guess so. It's Steven Soderbergh. So.
Yeah.
I still haven't caught up to the episode. Really? So you passed my way.
Man, it is so good.
The Nick?
Yeah. It's with Clive Owen. It's a show. It's really cool.
But,
I saw the pilot.
Excuse me. New York Hospital at the turn of the century plays a surgeon.
It's really
really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the surgery stuff's incredible.
Is it spelled Nick like the name?
Like the Knickerbockers.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
like you nicked yourself.
Got it. Thank you, Adam. I finished Utopia.
You like it?
Yeah. I mean, it left us on a cliffhanger.
Utopia, not the reality TV show, Fox.
No.
Right.
The BBC, show. Series.
I wish someone would finish that show.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And with a cliffhanger. Okay.
No, you push them all off a cliff.
Yeah, literally a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
No, I don't want them to hang on.
Nobody hangs.
Just no one grabs the edge. They all just go
just
over.
Fall.
Your shirt, Adam, that you're wearing today, it's very, I'll describe it for the audience. It's like the shirt that Ethan Hawke is wearing in Before Midnight. I like it.
Okay.
Is that what you were going for, Adam?
It's not. No.
One side's got to be untucked, though. But one side.
They're both sides are untucked.
Okay. All right, food movies. Movies with food.
Let's do it.
The only thing I saw was, like I said, Inception. No, Interstellar.
You did say that the first time, too.
You said it exactly like that.
And then I had a really long plane ride, and I watched... I had 12 hours to watch something, and I only watched one movie, and I watched it in parts, because it was so bad. The Legend of Ron Burgundy. What's it called?
Oh, the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Anchorman.
It was not very good.
I hated it.
You remember the subtitle, but not Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the subtitle of the second one.
It's the subtitle of the first one.
Oh, yeah. What's the second one?
Oh.
Who knows?
The Legend continues?
It was bad.
Wait, yeah. So how did you watch...
What do you mean?
The second, you watched Anchorman 2?
Yeah.
Okay. On the plane.
You just called it The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whatever it's called. The sequel to it. It was horrible.
No, I thought you...
All the cameos ruined it for me. It's like...
Yeah. No, I thought the only good part was the fight scene.
I thought that was one of the worst parts.
Yeah.
No, that was the only part I actually enjoyed.
I mean, it was too long,
but I liked the cameos. It was too long, though. The fight scene.
Somebody come back and kick Baxter again?
Aww.
That was the best part of the first one. Yeah. He said, what do you love? He said, I like long walks on the beach. My dog Baxter. All right. So, film moments with food. What do you got? You're number five.
So I think mine broke down into like the specific foods in them.
Oh, fucking shit, dude. We're already starting.
He's very exasperated already. This is
I don't know why. It's really easy.
This was a weird one for me, specifically because I hate watching people eat in movies.
Really?
Yeah. What?
Oh, I love it.
I hate watching people eat in movies.
But what's the people...
I don't like watching people eat in general, and especially not on a big screen. Like, I hate watching people eat.
What about if you go...
It just makes you feel sick, or...
I just don't want to watch someone
It's not like there's close-ups of their mouth. Usually it's like wide shot of a table.
So you don't go out to eat with people then, huh?
I do go out to eat with people. I just don't watch them eat.
Every time we eat together, you're just sitting there disgusted?
You guys are so gross.
Yeah. Brandon's such a gross bastard.
Yep.
Man, piling on.
No, I don't like watching people eat.
Well, that's fair. Yeah. It's just weird because I don't think of... Whenever I see food in movies, I don't think I ever notice people eating it, necessarily.
I'm very well aware of people eating the food.
It's, like, actually part of it, like, you know.
Yeah.
I guess in some of the things...
Like in The Help when she eats the shit pie?
Ugh.
Or, like, in Pink Flamingos when she eats the shit?
Eats the shit.
Ugh.
Damn it, that should have been on my list.
Anytime someone eats shit, yeah. Okay.
Honorable mention. Agreed. Divine and Pink Flamingos eating dog shit.
So
number five?
Yeah.
So impatient.
No. Well,
we're just trying, you know, we're just chatting it up, man.
Just setting the mood, but I'm hungry already.
Number five.
After all the talk about shit eating?
No. I'm hungry.
Number five is Aurora's Chicken Pepperoni from Seems Like Old Times.
Oh, you're actually listing the meal even?
Well, everything comes out. If it's a food moment in a movie, it's going to have food in it, right?
This is true, but I didn't know.
I didn't do that.
Maybe you noticed something different in the food scene instead of the food. You noticed how they reacted to each other. That's what you can talk about.
Adam's list is going to be like...
I was disgusted by this guy's face the entire time.
Everyone chewing in Babette's feast.
Yeah, wait a minute.
That sounds like the worst.
We didn't describe whether it was a good moment or a bad moment.
No, we didn't.
Us.
I agree.
That's true. Like that. It could be either. You'll notice that you'll notice for all the confusion about the topic you're laying at my feet, I could give a shit as to which one you do.
Yeah. I agree.
It could be bad. There's plenty of those.
All right. I'll go with that. So just tell us a little about the scene.
Has anyone seen Seems Like Old Times?
I have not.
You guys seen Goldie Hawn, Chevy Chase, Neil Simon?
No.
Yeah, wait, that's the one where he's trying to get her husband to
She plays an attorney. He plays
isn't he a writer and her husband's
Well,
the
Chevy Chase
attorney?
Is a writer, yeah. And Charles Grodin is a district attorney.
And
yeah.
Chevy Chase is trying to get Goldie Hawn to get Charles Grodin to get him.
Right, he's been framed for robbing a bank.
Yeah, it's been forever. I remember Foul Play better than this.
Yeah, that's true. But I like it because I still have no idea what a chicken pepperoni is. I've never seen or heard of it anyway.
Pepperoni made with chicken?
Yeah, kind of. I remember looking it up.
You can make chicken sausage.
Well, no, it's not. It's not a chicken pepperoni. It's like pepperoni on a chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like a roasted chicken covered in pepperonis.
That sounds delicious.
I want that. Like a turducken? Turducken?
Yeah. Except just two.
Like a turducken, but with pepperoni.
Really?
It's more like a really crap version of a bacon wrapped steak.
Oh, yum.
Really? Now I'm getting really hungry.
If dog shit got your mouth watering,
you
this
had
one's
my curiosity, but now you have my attention. All right. I'm into this food now. I'm with you. This poop sandwich.
Yeah, Aurora's poop sandwich.
All right. So,
but it's also super 70s. Like that sounds like a really 70s dish, and I'm pretty sure it's like 79, maybe. I don't know. I haven't looked it up.
Yeah. I just saw it. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I think that's where I watched it again. Yeah. It's still really good. Good music, too.
80.
80? There you go.
Ooh. For my number five, I picked... I went a little crazy. I did documentary. I'm sorry, guys. We didn't specify.
Crazy.
That's against the rules.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
I'm going to say it anyway. Number five, Euro Dreams of Sushi.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think of that.
I kind
of
figured
that's
that
so obvious. It just flew right by me.
I figured Ricardo would pick that one.
I did too.
Every time sometimes I'm hungry and I'm like, I'm too lazy to go get something to eat. but I'm going to put on this movie. Just fantasize.
No, that's fucked, though, because then you just want really good sushi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I don't have $70 to go get really good sushi.
Well, what you do is you
they probably serve really good sushi at the Dollar Tree, though.
This is what you do.
I would think so, yeah.
This is what you do. You go, you watch Euro...
S-O-O-S-H-I.
you rent Euro Dreams of Sushi, or you watch it on Netflix. And then you get really high, and then you go to your regular sushi place, and you just, you know...
And it tastes just as well.
I believe it's S O O S H E E.
Yeah, sushi.
Yeah.
But if you haven't seen this movie, this documentary, sorry, it's amazing. It's shot really beautifully.
Documentaries are movies too.
Yeah, yeah. it's streaming on Netflix right now. And
has it been streaming like forever? Like since
it
just hasn't left Netflix.
It's also on everything. It's also on Amazon. It's it's probably on Crackle.
Deservedly Crackle. So, probably. It's on everything. It's a very good movie. It does make me want sushi and want to go to Japan. Everything.
Crackle is like the poor man's Netflix. Like, if you can't afford Netflix, you've got Crackle. It's free.
It's true.
But they play commercials like every 5 minutes.
I know.
It's the worst.
Oh,
they
really?
Put 10 episodes of Seinfeld up every month, and there are more commercials than you... Like, double the commercials of Network if you had been watching it in prime time.
I'd say triple.
Jeez. And it's the same commercial for some shitty Crackle series that you're never going to watch.
Like they
just break
jokes.
It randomly?
They interrupt
like
jokes for commercials.
When it's not normally a break?
They show a commercial. Here's how bad it is. They show a commercial when it starts, like usually two or three commercials maybe.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the beginning part of Seinfeld where he's doing the stand-up thing and the credits roll that's like 17 seconds maybe. Then they do another two commercials.
Oh, jeez.
And then it goes into the show.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I tried to watch a movie on Crackle once and I made it like maybe 10 minutes. I was like, yeah, no.
Oh,
I'm good.
Wow.
It's bad.
So for the people who haven't seen the documentary, the movie is about Euro Ono, and he's an 85-year-old sushi master, and he's, how many Michelin stars does he have? I don't remember. Three, I think?
No, he had three.
Three, yeah. And so he's, his spot, his sushi place is...
The first sushi restaurant to receive Michelin stars.
A, the first sushi, and B, it's at a subway stop. Mm-hmm. Like it's so crazy that
small place, like 9 seats.
Yeah. Small little place.
You just go in for like
15 minutes.
It's like 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard everything's done in 15 minutes.
Is it 15 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think 2 hours is right. But it's about, like this guy's determination to like be the best, you know? I love it. It says something about like people who are in just anything you're into, like that this guy devotes so much time into being the best at what he does. It's so like it's kind of inspiring and delicious at the same time.
And it's so specifically that Japanese ideal.
Yeah.
Of like always trying for perfection but knowing you'll never get there.
That or you know, you kill yourself.
Spending, you know, 2 years
you failed.
Spending 2 years on the rice.
Yeah.
Learning how to make the rice.
When the guy gets like one of his apprentices gets he's doing the rice he's doing he's like toasting the seaweed or something, right?
Nori.
Yeah. And like he finally gets promoted to not doing that, like he like starts crying like
remembering but he's been
that.
Doing that for at least like a year and a half.
Yeah. Just doing
just that.
Yeah, that's nuts. I love it. And that's like a bucket list thing. I want to go eat some sushi.
Yeah.
But apparently, like, even in the documentary, it says, like, the times that he's been rated by Michelin, when the guys have gone in for Michelin, I think two of the times his son was cooking. So, you know, if you're worried that, you know, he might not make it by the time you get out there, his son's going to take over, and his son's just as good. So, that is my number five. Jenny?
All right. So, my number five is a cartoon. And it's Spirited Away.
Oh.
There are two very specific food scenes in this movie that get me, that are awesome. And one of them is when the little girl that's the main character, and she crosses over a bridge because her mom and dad are like, oh, this looks adventurous, let's go here. And so she goes with her parents, and they smell this food. And there's no one at the it's not a store, it's like a, I'm just going to say store. And so there's no one there at the booth, I guess. And so they just start eating, And she's like, no, we can't eat. We don't know whose food this is. And they're like, we have money. We'll just leave the money and we'll eat whatever we want. We're starving. It's no big deal. And so she's like, I'm not going to do it. And so they eat all the food and all of a sudden they turn into huge pigs. And she like, and she like screams and runs and doesn't understand that those are her parents anymore. And they're wearing the pigs are the huge pigs that are sweating bullets and like have all these rolls and are wearing her parents' clothes. And it's really cool. And that's the first scene. It's very Miyazaki. And then the second one, there's this like ghost spirit figure that comes into the spirit spa that the little girl starts working at a spirit spa. And so there's this ghost spirit that comes in and he can make whatever he wants for people to like him. And so he makes gold and people think he's rich. And so he starts throwing gold out at people. And so they're like, oh, we have to give him everything that he wants. And so they like give him all this food and he starts eating like everything. And then he starts eating not people, but little creatures. And that's a great one too. He turns into a big fat guy too and starts talking like the rabbit or the frog because he ate the frog first. So he got frog legs and had the frog's voice.
Nice.
He's sweaty.
I haven't seen that movie in such a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I got to rewatch
it. So good.
Yeah.
But I do remember the pigs, and they go up to the booth, and they just start cramming it in. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like she turns around, and they're huge.
Oof.
It's great. Oof. I love it. It's a good movie.
So two food scenes.
Like it.
Two for one.
Yeah.
Man, I'm hungry now.
If anyone hasn't seen any Miyazaki movies, this is a good starter one, I think, because it's not too crazy because he gets pretty like absurd, but that's what we love about it. But this one is kind of it's a little bit more on the tame side, but has enough absurdity where it's not like Ponyo, where it's I didn't like Ponyo at all. Ponyo's kind of like too tame. And then that new one, Winds Away, or
The Wind Also Rises,
Wind Rises, or something. That one was too normal. I'm like, where's the crazy? Give me something more.
And it was very pro.
War.
No, yeah, like it was like you realize at the end of the movie, wait a minute, these guys are going to Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, this guy's building planes that are going to fly into our planes.
Yeah. It was all cool till the middle of it, where you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a good starter one.
Yeah. For
Princess Mononoke too, though.
Oh yeah, I love Princess Mononoke, but I feel like that one's a little bit like on the crazy side.
Yeah,
that one's very like Shinto with all of the like forest spirits.
Yes.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's
there's
God
a lot of really
it.
Good ones.
Princess Mononoke is beautiful.
Nausicaa's great too.
Yeah.
That's my favorite, I think.
Porco Rosso, I just want to eat him. Bacon. I can't believe
I haven't done that yet. It's the food one.
Dude.
All right. Bastard. So that was my number five.
Adam?
I'm having so many second thoughts about my list. I didn't think to go gross and messed up at all.
Do gross and messed up.
You're so good at gross.
Yeah. You disgust me. You might as well be eating food now.
I just remember the gross podcast that you were like, I have all these crazy movies. You're like, this is the best.
Yeah, I went pretty straightforward, but I guess I'll go with the gross ones. All right, so let's see where else. Right, number five, 19.
Ghost Rider?
No. Oh, number five, 2013, Hell Baby. They keep randomly cutting. It's by Robert Ben-Gurion and Thomas Lennon about a couple whose baby may or may not be the devil. And it takes place in New Orleans. And there's several occasions where they just randomly cut away. Like everyone's talking about how good the shrimp po' boys are. And so they keep cutting away to the shrimp po' boy restaurant. And like they spend what feels like 5 minutes each time on just people eating French po' boys and talking about how good they are. Like orgasmic experiences with their shrimp po' boys. And even though I did just say I hate watching people eat, it's hilarious because it's hilariously disgusting. Just like how much they're relishing these shrimp po' boys.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's a fun gross movie. Robert Ben-Gurion and Thomas Lennon play priests who are sent from the Vatican to exorcise the devil, and they keep going to eat shrimp po' boys.
It's Hell Baby?
Hell Baby.
It's got a good cast.
Yeah, yeah. I remember this. Didn't they write it?
Yeah, they wrote it. They directed it.
Did you say Keegan-Michael Key also?
Keegan-Michael Key is in it. Rob Corddry, Leslie Bibb.
It's the best.
Keegan Michael Key, Robert Ben Grant, Thomas Lennon, David Wayne's in it briefly, Michael Ian Black, Rob Hubel and Paul Scheer play cops. They go with him to eat shrimp po' boys at one moment. What's her name? Ricky Lindholm. She's in it also. It's a really funny movie.
Ricky Lindholm's pretty funny.
She's very funny.
Yeah, I dig her.
She's full frontal nudity.
Really? Now I'm going to watch it.
In case you needed that extra selling point.
I did need an extra selling point.
Now what's gross?
I wasn't going to watch it till
Ricardo?
Now.
Ricardo?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, it's really funny. Really hilarious, gross eating scenes. Multiple. Like the same. Like literally, they go back and do the exact same scene, just with a couple extra people. They're really, really messy shrimp po' boys.
That is number five.
That is my number five.
Brandon, what
how
is
did
number
you
four?
Watch? Was that is that on anything?
It's on VOD. When
it's
it first
on
came
VOD.
Out.
Okay.
I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore. I mean, I went to a screening of it at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. So,
oh, cool.
Back in
that's awesome.
Back in the day, before it came out, very funny. It didn't do very well, which is sad.
Yeah.
But I love them. The Reno 911
yeah,
the
me
state
too.
Crew are hilarious.
Brandon, what is your number four?
My number four is a moment in a movie that, and it's used specifically for this in the movie, but is an example of like the best moments in a relationship. Like, the moment you look back on and you had a really great time and had a good laugh and everything, and that's The Lobster Boil from Annie Hall.
Oh, yeah, that's on my honorable mention.
Yeah.
I love that part.
I honorable mention, too.
Yeah. It's amazing every time. Like, it's so small, but it carries so much, I mean, in that movie, but also it just, I mean, Diane Keaton's laugh kills me every time.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing that always gets me is when things remind me of that scene. You know?
Yeah.
Or when things they try to do like an homage to that scene. Like I think in 22 Jump Street they did it. Where they're reminiscing of old moments and they're doing the lobster thing. It's really funny.
And his new friend didn't like it was like, what are you doing, man?
So what are you doing, man? Weirdo. But yeah, that's such a like iconic scene. Mm. Yeah. It's a classic. Woody Allen's face is pretty funny in that.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Damn you. Honorable mention. For my number four, I did a movie from 2001, and it is Ocean's 11.
And that's a good one.
Yeah,
and, that's a good
I
one.
I thought about that.
And Brad Pitt's character.
Yeah,
just his character in
like,
general.
Everything he's eating looks delicious.
Well, and he's eating. Is there a scene in the movie where he's not eating something, or it cuts to him and he's crumpling up a wrapper and throwing it away?
Yeah. Like, I think he does like a shrimp cocktail. I think he does nachos. I think it's a burger.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like different. Every time they cut to him, he's either finishing eating or he's starting to eat, and it's pretty amazing. And everything does look delicious. Like when Danny first comes out of jail in the beginning of the movie, Clooney, he's eating. He's like literally eating. But yeah, that scene definitely got me hungry. But then I was like, damn it. I want whatever.
And as
that
we found out, it does not take a lot for you to get hungry.
Nope.
We're apparently talking about divine eating shit.
It's food.
It's enough. Yeah.
At least for a few minutes.
Yeah. Jenny, what is your number four?
Okay. I'm trying to find the exact quote because I can't remember it. Hold on.
Well, tell us and we'll talk about
this. This is us filling some time while Jenny finds the line. I could just talk about the movies that would have been on my list if I didn't do gross movies, but I might spoil someone else's list.
Yeah. I might do some gross movies, too.
Okay, go ahead. You find it?
No.
Okay, well, what would have been my number five, which isn't probably going to spoil anybody else's list, if I was talking about movies that made me want to eat, is kind of a cheat.
The Human Centipede?
It's a short film. No.
Okay.
Although, now that should be on my list. The Mickey's Christmas Carol short.
What?
Yeah, it's a cartoon, Mickey's Christmas Carol. When the
Wait,
ghost...
hold on. Go Did ahead. He spoil anyone's list?
What was it?
Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Oh, man.
I don't like any Christmas movies.
I know.
Holy.
Well,
no,
in Mickey's,
we knew this.
In Mickey's Christmas Carol, when he's visited by the ghost of Christmas present, he's having like a huge feast. And he's like a giant. He keeps dropping Scrooge into all his food. And then,
oh my god!
And it was weird, like, but it made me hungry at the same time.
Oof.
I like it in The Muppets Christmas Carol, the second.
They do the same kind of thing,
yeah. But they don't drop anybody in food.
Well, it's hard to do that with a Muppet. The big fat guy has a lot of
food. That's a good one, yeah. He's very happy. Okay, right. I found it.
Who else is on the list?
I found it.
We have the overweight. We have female children.
Yeah.
We have Mexicans.
Well, we didn't know if they're female or male. We just, they're bitch. A dude could be a bitch.
Well, yeah.
Bitch dudes?
How about we talk about the list?
Yeah.
All right. So, my number four is Young Frankenstein, and it's the scene where they're all eating, and
it's yummy.
She goes, "You haven't even touched your food." And he goes, "There, now I've touched it. Happy?" And he sticks his hand in his food because he's so upset. And I love that scene. I wanted to say it exactly word for word, or else it wouldn't be funny.
What scene? Is this the same scene where they hear the monster and they hear,
I think that's a different scene. There's a couple eating scenes.
And he's all, yeah. I know, he's like, I don't know what they're eating, but he's like, I don't even like pancakes, but these are delicious.
Blintzes.
Yeah. Blintzes, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, but these are delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that. And the touching of the food is pretty cool,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I like that.
Oh, see, that made me think of something else.
What?
It'll be an honorable mention.
Okay.
Okay. So is it in me?
Yes.
Okay, so from 1988. Big, when he goes to the fancy party,
the
tuxedo.
Yeah,
yeah.
Not just the little corn, but everything. Like he eats a bunch of stuff and spits it out.
Yeah,
and he eats the little corn like it's regular corn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's classic.
It's a weird scene.
Oh my god, when he eats big
he's spitting out food and just leaving it on the table.
Oh my god, yeah.
I did as a child all the time.
I know.
So it was very accurate.
I feel like there's a part of that where he's eating the baby corn though, and he tastes it, and it's like he gets disgusted by
that's
it.
That's one of the other things.
Yeah.
He likes the baby corn, but like he's going through, I think it's like quiche or something that he tries to eat, and he gags and he puts it back on the table.
And that's when she sees him and laughs, and they giggle together. Yeah.
I just remember watching that when I was a little kid, and I still didn't really eat much, you know? Like, diet was really all I wanted.
All I wanted was baby corn after I saw that scene.
Yeah.
I wanted baby corn and no quiche.
As for some reason, him spitting out the food is the thing that stuck with me.
Oh, the baby corn's the best.
That one is so funny.
Yeah.
And I would eat it like that.
Yeah.
After that, yeah.
Oh, I didn't eat it that way. Right? Everyone's eating it.
I would totally eat it like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's more fun.
That's important.
Yeah. It's important to have fun with your food. Mm-hmm. Brian, what is your number four?
Three.
Sorry.
You made me start this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember now.
hey. Someone's looking at my list.
Well, I'm just saying that how you're still not using the IMDb app.
Spoilers.
I don't want to pay for IMDb.
You have
IMDb
to pay
app
for
is
it?
Free.
Oh, I don't know. What does it matter?
Well, he doesn't have an iPhone.
It's a Google Doc. What does it matter?
you get the years then.
Yeah.
The years.
Yep, the ears.
The ears. Yeah, you know the year because it's right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. What's number three?
All right, well, tell me the year of this one.
Oh, great. Now I have to look up your fucking movies, dude.
Oh, jeez.
Is The Live Octopus
from Old Boy. Oh, sorry, I was sighing. Old Boy for people who
from
hear.
Old Boy, 2003.
The Korean version.
I did just watch the new one, and it was very disappointing.
It was so.
Does he eat something?
He does not.
No, he doesn't eat anything. It was so hard to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard to
the
watch.
The new one, you mean?
The new one, yeah. Because it's like, it was not the. It was just horribly done.
The only reason I watched it all the way through is because I was sick, and I was like, all right, well, I know I can watch something as soon as this is over, because I wasn't going anywhere. So I knew I would be able to watch a better movie after it was done, but I had to know.
I watched it in three parts.
It was so bad.
Because and then by the end, I was like, the fight scene was okay, different, but okay.
I wouldn't even say it was okay.
I feel like it was exactly the same. I feel like I've seen the new fight scene.
No,
it was a mockery. It was not half as good.
That's the only thing that I stayed for.
They do the same, scrolling.
Kind of. Not really.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same at all.
No.
I feel like on YouTube, someone, if they have not already done it, they should have put a side-by-side comparison of the fight scenes to show how shitty the new version is compared to the original.
It's probably not necessary. I think everyone understands that Josh Brolin.
It's not Josh Brolin's fault.
It's all Spike Lee.
It's not Josh Brolin's fault at all.
Yeah. I'll say it. It's Spike Lee's fault.
Mm.
He had no business remaking that movie. Nobody does, really.
Because when I really think of kung fu action scenes, I really think of Spike Lee.
Yeah. Well, him or Tyler Perry. Both those.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. Like, Medelia is
Tyler Perry's
Old
Boy?
Is Old Boy, yeah. Yeah, that'd been cool. Her, like with the roller, and she's like hitting like people in the head. That'd been awesome. I'd see that.
But it's just so like he falls.
We're getting to.
I was trying to make the twist like it's Tyler Perry. Then he finds out it's Madea, and Medea's his sister or something.
Oh, don't make me.
We should write.
That sounds like it should be flipped, on my other list.
But it's flipped where Madea is dressing up as a man instead of Tyler Perry dressing up as Madea.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like double.
Yeah.
It's like
what?
It's like two layers.
You're gonna break my brain.
We should write the fan fiction.
Yep.
Tyler Perry fan fiction.
He comes out of prison and wants to eat something alive.
Yeah.
So he downs an octopus.
Yeah.
It's a whole octopus.
It's still.
And I love octopus. I could never do that.
A live octopus while it's suction cupping something to your face alive. While you're eating it.
I knew stupid Josh Brolin wouldn't be eating something.
He would puss out probably.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't remember the actor's name, but he's a Buddhist.
Yeah.
And he had to bless it like before every. He had to eat like three or four of them.
Yeah.
And so he had to.
They were real?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So he had to
eat robots? The robots?
He had to bless it and beg for its forgiveness for like what was about to happen.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was a serious thing.
Yeah. But he ate it. You know?
Yeah.
Like the Native American.
Just the part where like the tentacles are sucking up on his face and he has to like peel it off and feed it down his. Ugh.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah.
I have, I think my next one is a gross one too. It is. Sorry. Yeah. Not as gross as that, but gross in a different way. My number three is from 1984 and it is Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh, good one. Honorable mention.
The monkey brain scene. Well, everything really.
Monkey brain. Yeah.
The monkey brain scene and then the snakes.
Snake surprise.
And then the bugs.
Wait, so I'm offending Indians now. Right?
Yeah, I was about to say, we're about to malign another culture.
There we go.
Yeah.
Every number we go by, the countdown gets worse and
worse. We've hit one for every.
I'm not mocking the Indian culture. I'm mocking the movie's representation of Indian culture.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, monkey brains. So excited.
He gets so excited about the snake surprise. What's the surprise?
I think doesn't even do the thing where you hold his hands up and taps his fingers.
Yeah. Or is it?
Ooh, monkey brains. Yeah.
And when she's so happy, like, she gets the soup. She has
the soup. It's eyeball soup.
And then she's like, oh, thank God, it smells so good. And then like the eyeballs pop out, and it's like, ugh. It was pretty gross. As a kid, it scared me. Like each time I would watch it, I'd be like, I want to fast forward.
And the cockroaches.
Yeah.
Am I misremembering if I say that the like skulls?
You're misremembering.
Well, and also I think they're apes for one thing.
Oh.
But. Aren't they like in like a frozen kind of like anguished face?
Yeah.
Like they're not like
they're frowning.
Faced.
They're frowning. They're frowning.
Like they're like frowny face and then they cut their heads off.
Yeah.
Well, like I don't think they had to tell them to frown. It's like they just showed them what they were going to cut their heads off with and they frowned.
Like if someone's face, like if something's face did stick when you killed it.
Yeah. Yeah. But that scene still grosses me out. Got to watch Euro Dreams of Sushi to cleanse my palate.
Brains aren't so bad. Have you ever had brains?
No. Oh, yeah. For cow brains.
Yeah. Yeah. Had lamb's
tacos.
Brains.
Yeah. They're good.
Thank you.
No
brains.
All right. Jenny, what is your number three?
Three. Okay. My number three is another cartoon, and it's Beauty and the Beast. Be Our Guest.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. What could be better than your food and your plates all singing to you before
dinner? I didn't like the tea thing, like serving me tea out of itself.
You didn't like it. Yeah, that is a little weird.
I don't think that was the only part you didn't like. There was also like singing and stuff and dancing.
I'll agree with you. I know you didn't like any part of it. But that is weird to have your teapot sing to you and just pour some of itself out for you to drink.
The tea isn't necessarily part of the teapot. It's just holding tea.
Yeah, the teapot is just...
Does the sentient teapot get scolded when you pour hot water into it?
No, it's made out of porcelain.
It's my inner, it's so hot.
Yeah. You can't feel anything, guys. It's a teacup.
Well, why does it sing then?
Because, it's enchanted.
Yeah. Hello.
Fuck the enchanted. I actually like all the classic Disney movies, even the musical parts of the movies. I like them, but because they're cartoons, they're supposed to be crazy. Mm. I don't like it when it's
I don't like this class
musical.
System you're imposing on musicals.
I don't like it when it's like real people and they're like, oh, I'm going to go sing about Evita.
I understand what he's saying. Like, the suspension of disbelief isn't as
Yeah,
you're not relying on the suspension. I've already bought into so much when it's a cartoon.
Yeah, I've already.
Well, but that's what I mean. I think buying into like the emotions of an animated thing that doesn't exist, you're already taking a farther leap than you would to watch a human being sing somewhere.
No. I think it's because it's a cartoon, dude. I've already bought into this Little Mermaid fucking singing and trying to fuck this one dude, you know, with legs.
It's so, a lower. I'm with Ricardo. It's a lower level of suspension of disbelief. Yeah. Like you're already aware, like, oh, this is very, very fake. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Whereas when it's a live action thing and people just randomly break into song, it is.
Yeah. All right.
I get it.
It takes a minute. Like even the best musical, it takes a minute to remember. Okay, I'm gonna watch a bunch of people sing right now.
Yeah.
And it's all gonna be a part of a story, and it's gonna be great. There's gonna be spectacle, but
not interested.
Like any play. Man.
Well, see, a musical. Okay, so when we were in London, I saw Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
It wasn't bad. I didn't mind it.
The musical.
What?
It's like.
I didn't mind it.
Someone ate the movie and shit it out.
Boom.
And it had music in
the
it.
The lead guy was pretty cool. The version I saw, the guy was good.
Hey, I'm sorry I brought shit up at all. Okay.
It's your fault.
But that's different. It's alive. But yeah, in movies, I can't believe it. I'm like, you know what? I'm out. I don't need Chicago.
I feel like you're so close to buying into it.
No, I'm
seeing
not,
it
I'm
on
not
stage
close.
And liking it, watching a cartoon.
He fell asleep
and
during
it.
Book of Mormon.
I fell asleep during Book of Mormon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wait, so you fell asleep during Book of Mormon, but you liked Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical?
Yeah.
That makes me worry about you.
Well, he hates musicals.
Yeah, but Book of Mormon's a good musical.
So he has no,
but it was about grifting.
But he has no barometer for. Yeah.
It was a topic I like once, not the musical, but the movie. Is that the musical?
They're singing in it.
But no one's breaking into
it.
Music.
Is a musical. They do, though.
Yeah.
They do.
When someone sings a song,
she randomly walks down the street singing.
Oh.
And you can see the camera
guys,
crew's
guys,
shadow.
Guys, we caught him. We caught him.
We caught you.
There's a lot of stillness. There's a lot of stillness.
Oh, God.
That was us high-fiving.
Why did you do it so far?
Wait, hold on. Guys, let's do it again.
That was a weird iPad.
I'm really good, guys.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, you caught me on one. Fuck you guys. what's your number?
Kind of like, oh, man, I want to pick something that's a musical now.
Where are we?
It was Ricardo. That was Ricardo's number three, I thought.
No, it was my number three, and I'm going to just end it with I was in love with Chip. The little teacup.
Okay, so it's my number three.
You're in love with Chip.
Isn't that Angela Lansbury?
No, Angela Lansbury's
Mrs. Potts.
Oh, Mrs. Potts. That's right. I'm thinking of the teapot. That's right. Because that's where you pour the hot one. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's the one pouring herself out.
Yeah, into me.
She's
I mean, into Chip. I mean, into the thing I like. Oh, man.
That was an interesting Freudian slip.
into the cup.
But it is weird that she's like she's basically like peeing on him.
Mm. Yep, basically.
Yeah,
same
weird.
Thing.
Yeah.
You're right.
Not really, because it's out of her nose. If anything, she's sneezing on her.
She's just like blowing mucus on her her son. That's gross. Yeah. Adam, what is your number three then?
My number three.
You guys are weird.
It's from 1990, and it's The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Such holy
a
shit.
Weird thing. Such a weird.
I don't think I've seen this since 1991.
I haven't seen it since I saw it on video.
I remember the cardboard stand up of Andrew Dice Clay in the video store.
So let me tell you my Ford Fairlane story.
Okay.
Oh. Does it involve food? Otherwise, it's outside the bounds of the.
Kind of. I mean, I was eating popcorn at the time.
Oh, fair enough.
It works.
So I, as a kid, like on the weekends, my dad would let me rent whatever I wanted. He would let me rent. So that I remember that day I went to the video store and I got Ford Fairlane. And I'm like, okay, well, I gotta get another movie to like make it, like if this sucks, like I gotta have like something to redeem it. And the other movie I got was Harley Davidson Man and the Marlboro Man.
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
I remember being so confused by the two movies.
Yeah, and it was
that sounds like
it was
the
horrible.
Most amazing double feature. I know what you're talking
horrible.
About. That's the best double feature
horrible.
Ever.
I got done with one, and then the next one was like, I'm like, okay, this movie it's got Mickey Rourke, the Pope of Greenwich Village, so it's got to be good. And it was hard to get through.
Daniel Baldwin, Don Johnson, Tom Sizemore.
No. So Ford Fairlane.
Adventures of Ford Fairlane. This is another gross dinner party appetizer moment where Ford Fairlane and his secretary, played by Lauren Holly, what was her name? Jazz. They're at an event at the Playboy Mansion, and he eats an appetizer that is disgusting. And rather than spit it out, he grabs her as if he's kissing her and spits it into her mouth. And it is as disgusting as it sounds. Yeah. You're welcome.
You're gross, dude.
You said to go with the gross list instead of the good list.
Sure. Because all I thought of was delicious things, but you thought of gross shit.
You took it to a really dark side.
I'm not even done yet.
I like the confidence.
Brent, what's your number two? Sounds like Adam West. Cringy.
What are we on?
Number two.
Number two? What are we on?
Do you need to know what year it came out?
Yeah. I can guess. Let me guess. 2000.
You haven't told me what it is yet.
I know. I'm going to guess and then say it and see if I'm right. I'm going to guess 2006.
Okay.
I think I'm wrong, though.
Okay.
But I'll guess 2006.
Okay.
And.
Wrong.
Oh, he already looked at your list.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm sorry.
You're right. I think it's 2008. Anyway. Okay. And this movie's all about food, but specifically the moment when Anton Ego takes a bite of the ratatouille.
Okay.
Am I good on the year? You picked Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
2007.
Did I pick 2007?
Oh, I thought that was Incredibles.
I might have taken it off. Never mind. Hold on.
But just specifically that moment, because I cry every goddamn time.
Oh, it's on my honorable mention.
Yes, agreed.
Love this part of the movie.
Oh.
Well, I love
so
that
good.
Movie in general.
Yeah, the movie's amazing. Yeah.
But that part, yes.
Yeah, but agreed. Just when he eats a ratatouille and thinks back to his childhood.
His eyes just, like, get really big. Yeah.
So good.
Was Wall-E after this?
Yes.
Yeah. Wall-E's the one I hated. And then every movie since then I've hated from Pixar.
Holy
what?
Shit. Yeah. Wall-E is so good. Yeah.
Up?
Never seen it because I hated the rest of them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more. My mind is blown.
Why are you because Up is really good. It's amazing, and so is Wall-E.
I'll see it later.
There's a lot of really good ones. Today, Monsters University is great.
Nah, not interested.
It was great.
It was all right.
Hey,
it was
what good. Do I know? I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
Fuck Cars, no dude. Cars is
no
like
it was no Monsters Inc.
Nothing can be Up. Nothing can be Monsters Inc.
See, if I had a kid and they made me watch Cars 2, then I would be like, you know what? I'm going to leave you in the car for 10 minutes on a hot summer day.
Is that Pixar or Disney?
Disney. Disney's yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph. Is Disney? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you would leave your kid in the car for making you watch Cars 2? I haven't seen either of the Cars movies. I'm not interested.
The Cars movies are terrible. You know what's actually pretty cool?
What?
Cars Land at Disneyland?
Yes.
No, I hate it.
Too packed.
I hate it because it's based on a movie I fucking hate.
Yeah, but it's gorgeous. It's
like
really cool.
Somebody made a movie called Vita. I mean, a theme park called Vita. I fucking hate it.
Oh, my God. Don't go back to
or Chicago.
Thing. We're already too riled up from you hating musicals to go back
or
to
or the Sound of Music. If there's a theme park called The Sound of Music, I'd go shit in it.
It's called Austria.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, Brave was bad. Toy Story 3 was awesome.
Toy Story 3 was good.
Okay.
Okay, so it went Ratatouille, Wall-E, Up, Toy Story 3, Cars 2, Brave, Monsters University.
Yeah. Only one movie.
After Toy Story 3, I wouldn't blame you. I haven't seen Monsters University and I haven't seen Brave.
Yeah.
Brave
fuck
is
Brave.
Not good. Yeah. You can borrow it. I have it. You can probably just keep it.
DVD or Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
Yeah, no, thanks.
What? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
That's cool because you went different. I like it.
That's
very good.
A joke.
I want DVD.
So you went Ratatouille?
Then you can't have it.
I'm just kidding. I'm
sorry.
My number two is from 1986. And it is a movie called Stand By Me.
Son of a bitch.
Oh.
It's on your list?
That's my number two.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's my number two, too. So
talk about the meat scene.
About it.
Is that what you're talking about?
The meat scene.
Yeah.
The pie scene.
The pie scene. Whatever. The
eating contest.
Yes.
Yeah. Pie eating contest.
Oh, I thought. Okay.
Blueberry pies.
Yeah, blueberry
pie.
Pies.
Got it.
Yes.
I thought it was meat.
He takes, what does he take?
He takes castor oil and raw eggs.
Oh.
Ugh.
Lard ass Hogan.
Yeah. The cool thing about that scene is, for me, is that the fact that, like, they Tarantino it, where he tells a story of him eating the pies and then stops in the middle of it.
Yeah, stops in the middle
and tells
to go
you
back.
What happened.
Like, what
in
they
the
didn't
beginning.
Know is,
yeah,
before the contest, Lard ass ate raw eggs and drank, I think, a castor oil.
Yeah.
And while he's eating it, the things he's describing that he's thinking of, like rat guts and pig shit. And,
and then we see everybody throwing up.
Yeah. The amazing purple projectile vomit.
Because when you see the projectile vomit, you think of the things he just described.
Yeah.
And I could smell it.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Amazing adaptation of Stephen King's short story, The Body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great scene. Very gross.
This scene is really gross, but also reminds me of a scene in Goonies where they tell Chunk, spill your guts. And he's like, oh, when I was 12 years old, I made a sound in the theater. And everybody started throwing up. It reminds me of that for some reason. Yeah. I don't know why. Because it's throwing up, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Stand By Me. That scene.
It's a great, great, gross scene.
But you know, also too, there's a good scene when the
campfire scene.
When they eat the sandwiches? No, it's the junkyard scene.
Oh, that
where he goes and gets like the slice bologna and the bread. Yeah. Yeah. And they're eating it. I'm like, damn, I want a fucking sandwich.
I like the fire. I
want a sandwich.
The cooking the potatoes around the fire and Vern drops his in the fire.
Bastard.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Great scene.
Good
pretty gross.
Yeah.
See, I didn't have to go gross. We had gross ones without me doing all gross movies.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. My number one is a little gross, but not too bad. Jenny, what is your number two?
My number two...
Ratatouille?
No, that's on my honorable mention. My number two is the last scene in Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Oh. When they eat the White Castle?
And all the soda. And all the fries.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
They
finally get there.
So when that movie came out, they did a promotion here because we don't have White Castle in LA,
which I think is insane. If they had opened up a White Castle, like I didn't live here at that time, but if they had opened up a White Castle, you know, like 2 or 3 months ahead of the movie.
Well, let me explain to you the rest of the story.
Oh,
you're jumping ahead.
Oh well, there's still no White Castle, so it's not.
No,
doesn't have a good.
Well,
ending.
For in anticipation of the movie, they opened up like a pop up White Castle. And they were selling White Castle burgers. And I was so excited. I was inebriated. I went to the movie. And then I went to eat the sandwiches afterwards. I was so disappointed by the taste of these sandwiches.
They're not very good.
Yeah. I would say they're bad.
If you want a slider and you're in the area, go to Crystal's with a K.
Jenny
knows
so
what I'm talking
good.
About.
Really?
Crystal's is so good.
Where do they have these?
I've never had White Castle before. I thought they were like the same, just like Carl's and Hardee's is. They're not like the same.
They're not the same.
Do they have Crystal's here?
Carl's Jr. and Hardee's is the same company.
Yeah.
But White Castle and Crystal's are different. Crystal's is the first fast food restaurant in America.
Did they open?
Is there one in LA?
Exactly.
No, they're only in the South and like primarily the
Southeast. When you go back to Georgia, we should go.
Yeah.
Michelle won't go there because it's just hamburgers, but we'll go.
But their sliders, they're so good.
Hoo-ah.
Oh, they got chicken too, actually. I forgot.
Yeah, they do. I've never
got
them.
We get a sack full and it's like 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I could eat 10.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, they're little. You can eat like more than that.
I'll eat 20.
You go like 3 in the morning, you get a sack.
Yeah.
Like the combo is called a sack.
It does not sound appetizing at all.
Yeah.
Sack. Oh, it's so good though.
They're so delicious.
Can I get 2 sacks?
It just has like,
God damn it,
it's like one pickle and a little mustard and it's all you need.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Can we put a little mustard on my sack?
Yep.
In
exactly.
Your sack.
Yeah. It sounds delicious.
But I can't believe, because now like, maybe it wasn't the right time, I guess, but now like they have like one flagship Steak and Shake in Santa Monica. Like this is how shitty LA is. There's a flagship Steak and Shake store in Santa Monica where the rest of the country has like Steak and Shakes, you know, not the rest of the country, but like other parts of the country just have them like littering the landscape.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had
Dunkin' Donuts?
Shake Shack.
Shake Shack's all on the East Coast. But
Shake Shack's delicious.
I had one. Remember we had one at JFK?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was so delicious.
Yeah, I'm excited.
In the airport, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was like one of the best burgers
we've ever had. When we were in London, we had just eaten dinner. No, lunch. And we were walking around this like market and they had a Shake Shack. And I was almost like, I have to get a shake, but I was so full. But I'm like, I need to get a fucking shake because we don't have them over here. So
yeah,
I was excited about it.
I know, but if White Castle opened up a shop in LA, they would clean up.
Oh, yeah.
Like that Chick-fil-A on Sunset, like late at night, that thing is packed.
Oh. Maybe I'll have that for dinner. thanks for the ideas. They closed like at 3 in the morning, right?
They're open late. Yeah. Like, because when I went there, it was like 2 in the morning. Yeah.
I'm excited now for Chick-fil-A. What is your number two? Your number two was Stand and Deliver, right? Sorry.
Stand and Deliver? No. I don't remember the eating scene. Stand and Deliver.
Stand's Lover?
My number two is Stand By Me.
Stand Deliver.
Also Stand By Me.
I thought he said your number two is Stand's Lover.
Stand and Deliver is not your number two.
It's not my number two.
Should be, though.
He's a, I don't remember the eating scene in Stand and Deliver.
He's like, what the hell's Calculus? What is so your number two was Stand By Me. Sorry.
Yes, and I'm not going to change it.
No. Brandon, what is your number two? Are we at two?
We're at number one.
Sorry. Recap your number one. Recap.
Oh, my recap?
Yeah.
What was it? Number five is Aurora's Chicken Pepperoni. Number four, Lobster Boil, Annie Hall. Three is Octopus. Number two was Anton Ego eating Ratatouille. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I don't know what I should do for number one. I don't know if I should do cliche or the really fun one.
Here's the Devil's Night, my new favorite holiday.
No, fuck, I got it because it gets my mouth watering.
I don't know why I'm quoting the crow.
Halloween's past. The timpano and Big Night.
What?
Timpano.
The timpano and Big Night.
The big...
The big... It's the giant...
Yeah.
Like a... Bunt. It's a meat bunt cake. Of like penne, meatballs, sauce, cheese.
I remember.
Have you ever seen Big Night?
Yeah, I remember now.
It's the final course in like their big, you know, Louis Prima dinner thing. And it is the most beautiful thing. Tied in that movie might be the omelet in the last scene, yeah. Where it's just like the 5-minute single take of Tony Shalhoub making the omelets for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Damn.
Just with like some olive oil, eggs, a little bit of salt.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Good.
But the timpano.
The timpano, though, man. When they lift up the timpano.
Yeah. And he makes two just in case.
Yeah.
Because it's such a difficult thing to make.
I feel like we're going to spoil like a potential part two of this episode with our honorable mention. But I have a lot of honorable mentions that are very cliche that maybe you guys will have in your number one.
Oh, yeah. I've got a ton. Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. That's a good one. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Another
movie that was the first movie I thought of when he said
all about food. Yeah, well, it's the first movie I thought of because it's all about delicious food.
I
and it's an awesome movie. If you haven't seen Big Night, Stanley Tucci co-wrote it. Stanley Tucci, Tony Shalhoub play brothers. Great cast.
Tony Shalhoub plays. Have you not seen it, Jenny?
No.
Oh, it's so good,
Jenny.
It's
you
really good.
Will love it.
I already sound. Yeah, I think
you will love it. And here's what's going to happen. You're
going to
see it. You're going to see it, and you're going to be like. Ooh,
wish I'd put that
I
want to
recreate that dinner.
Oh.
and then
I'll invite you guys all over and we'll eat it.
It's a lot, though. If you wanted to team up and do that whole dinner.
The timpano is a big...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's almost as big
there
as...
There was a restaurant in Denver.
It's a big mouthful. Oh,
there was a restaurant in Denver where if you got like 20 people to reserve the spot, they would do the whole Big Night dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
20 people. It's a lot of people. I don't know if I...
It is. That's why I never did it. But...
Oh, man, I'm exhausted from all this eating. Yet I haven't eaten all day. All right, to my recap is my number five was Gyro Dreams of Sushi. Four was Ocean's 11. Three was Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Two was Stand By Me. And my number one, it was like a 10-way tie for number one, but I'm only going to pick one. Because it's memorable to me, and I picked a movie from 1967. I picked Cool Hand Luke.
Oh, why'd you have to say 50 eggs?
Oh, Luke. Why'd you have to say 50 eggs? the scene is great. He bets them he'll eat 50 hard-boiled eggs, and he does it. Ah, love it. And it also grosses me out at the same time.
Thought of eating
like three hard-boiled eggs is like enough. Because you get like hard-boiled egg farts. And those are the worst. Like they burn coming out, you know? You're like, it stung. My butthole.
And it's probably like one of like the saltine challenge. Have you ever tried that?
No.
That sounds so easy.
Eat five saltines in under...
It's like under a minute, and you're like, oh, that sounds so easy, until saltine two in your mouth is like a desert.
Yep.
And, you're like, and you can't chew anything.
Yep.
Also a movie, though, that quote-unquote breaks out into song.
When?
I don't care if it rains or freezes.
He like goes away and has a private moment and plays his guitar.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, this is according to Ricardo rules, though.
No, 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 no. This is not a musical.
I know it's not a musical.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah.
I'll defend it.
But yeah, I love the scene, but I hate it at the same time because it just reminds me of 50 hard-boiled eggs in your stomach.
When they're like rubbing his belly. And it's all distended from all
George Kennedy is so good in that scene.
And when they're dragging him and his belly's just hanging and he's like, ugh. And the last one, when they're like, he chews it and then they open up his mouth. You're like, oh, his mouth smells like egg farts. Yeah, it's a cool scene. Damn you. Yes. Cohen Luke.
Damn who?
Number one.
Damn yourself.
Why did he have to say 50? Oh, why did he have to say 50?
Okay, you're right.
Your recap and your number one.
My number five was Spirited Away. 4, Young Frankenstein. 3, Beauty and the Beast. 2, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle. And my number one, I don't know that there's ever been a movie that has made me want to eat more after seeing this.
Oh.
Chef.
Yeah. Yeah. Honorable mention. That's one of the ones. I do agree because it's such a thing. Where a lot of these movies, a lot of the movies I had seen like as a kid or something, or you know, it, I hadn't experienced it as an adult, as you know, having experienced like really good food and then seeing it and preparing it.
Yeah.
Chef is a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, it's Jean.
Jean Favreau.
Jean Favreau wrote and directed Chef. And starred, mm-hmm. And it's about like this trendy like chef who kind of has to go back to his roots and find himself by opening up a food truck. I want a Cubano. I want the breakfast he made Scarlett Johansson in the beginning of the movie.
I want that grilled cheese.
I want the grilled cheese he makes his son. I want the food at the farmer's market that they're eating.
Oh yeah.
I want
everything.
Every single fucking food.
It's never made no movie has ever made me more hungry.
Yeah.
When you saw Chef, what did you eat afterwards?
Probably some shitty like fast food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because after I saw Ratatouille, I went to the grocery store and had to make something good. Like I had no option. Like I wanted to go make something.
Well, it was late. We got out when it was late, so we couldn't go and get Ratatouille. Yeah.
We couldn't go make stuff, Brandon. We had to go to fast food.
Yeah.
Hey, I went to the grocery store.
Went to a French place called.
You know what's open when you went to a grocery store?
Yeah. So
Le Jacques en Balk?
Yeah. It was really delicious.
Really good.
They have a munchie meal.
Yeah.
I swear they've given up and they're like, we're strictly making food for stoners. That's it.
Yeah, the commercials.
Well, the commercial's straight up a stoner commercial.
I didn't know it was possible to be patronizing to stoners.
I know.
Until I saw the Jack in the Box commercials where he's sitting in the basement and they're like, dude, you can get a box.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, whoa.
Yeah, he's like, when I peel this banana, there's a banana. God.
I love the I can fly one. He's like, I can't fly. He's like, not with that attitude. That's my favorite one. And I hate commercials.
They are definitely focusing on an audience.
Totally pandering to stoners.
Yep. Yeah,
I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah. They're like, we're done feeding people in the morning. We only feed people after 9.
It's not just stoners. So they could also have the commercials aimed towards people who are out late drinking.
That too.
I can't remember how many times.
Oh yeah.
I shouldn't say this. Maybe this is not incriminating because it's been so long. In high school, when you would drink and then you would be like, it'd be like 1 a.m. You're like, Jack in the Box is open. Got to get some potato wedges with cheese.
Two tacos, $1.
Tacos are disgusting.
Not
when you're drunk.
Yeah, when you're drunk, they're amazing.
They're delicious.
Yep.
American cheese has no place in a taco.
It does in a Jack in the Box taco.
Yeah, I didn't
eat
the cheese.
I mean, I'm not even sure it's real beef, so.
Or real cheese.
Who cares what kind of cheese it is?
But they serve breakfast all day and they have delicious breakfast sandwiches.
Tacos are the best when you're drunk.
I heard so good when you're drunk.
But then you have the heartburn because you're burping up like beer and then like the tacos. Ugh.
See, I need breakfast though because when I'm really drunk, I get too excited for the hungover breakfast I'm going to have the next day. So my late night food is always breakfast.
So then that ruins your breakfast the next day because you've had breakfast.
No, have it again.
Ugh. I don't like
I'm
that.
Too hungover usually the next day to eat.
Not interested.
usually got to go with it. Ginger ale. some yeah. saltines.
Oh, two tacos.
Yeah, for $1.
$1.
I was right there with you. Back when I ate meat and would be out closing time, I would go to Jack in the Box, get two tacos and curly fries.
Exactly, two tacos and curly fries. Yeah, that's my meal.
They have a monster taco now.
I don't eat Jack in the Box.
Oh, I don't know about monster taco. I don't want monster a bunch taco? Of shit on it.
No, well, this one has nacho cheese. And it has jalapenos, and it's delicious.
Oh, that sounds really good. Delicious. Actually.
Yeah.
I will do that.
You like it when you're hungover and you're like, I got to get some tacos in me.
No, the fast food thing, I have to get specific thing. Like, it's either a burger or like
whatever,
a breakfast
dude.
Thing.
I'm done with you, dude. I'm done with you. We don't agree in food. We're done.
I wish I hadn't missed the pop up shop that they had for the food truck.
For Chef?
Yeah. I missed it, and I wish I hadn't.
Damn Cubanos.
It did. It did make me hungry.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like, the movies, if I was going to do a straight ahead list, it's more about the cooking of the food, not the eating of the food.
Yeah.
It's the cooking scenes that I like, not the eating scenes.
Yeah.
You can get a Cubano tonight if you want.
Where at?
It's two blocks from you.
Where's a good one?
A Cuban restaurant.
Where?
This is not interesting for anyone outside of North Hollywood, but it is two blocks north of you. There's a liquor store and like a pupuseria or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then in the corner is a Cuban restaurant.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We've gotten Cuban sandwiches from all the time.
Good?
They're good?
Or Media Noches.
Oh, nice.
Both delicious.
Nice.
All right.
Well, Chef, a good number one. I like it. Adam, you're recapping number one.
So my number five was Hellbaby. Number four was Big. Number three was The Adventures of Ford Fairlane. Number two was Stand By Me. And my number one from 1983, Monty Python and the Meaning of Life.
Oh, damn it. That was Mr. Kelso. That's my honorable mention.
Oh, but sir, it's only a wafer thin.
It's only a wafer thin.
Actually, there's two scenes in that one I like.
With food?
Yeah.
Oh, what's it? Oh, when they're dining in hell?
No, the salmon pudding. Like, when they all die, it's like, what was it? What was it? It was the salmon. That's a pudding.
Death pointing his bony finger into the middle of the table. Damn, but then there's also the part where the couple is dining in hell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean, there's a bunch. I mean,
but it's,
meaning
but it's
of
like
life,
a,
there's also...
It's like a tropical, like, Hawaiian thing.
And they bake a cake on the front line. But yeah.
Oh, that's right.
But the
wafer, World War One.
The wafer thin mint scene is the gross one where the huge, ginormous Terry Jones...
It's one of those, like, wet mouth, with, like, chunks of
he's
shit
like,
dripping
projectile
down.
Vomiting into a bucket. He's like, another bucket, sir. And he vomits into the bucket. And then, if you haven't seen this movie, I'm sorry, I'm just going to spoil it because I have to tell... He throws up into the bucket multiple times, and then they say, it's a whiff or a thin mint. And he says, fuck off. And then finally he agrees to take it, and he explodes. And it's amazing. And then it's Christmas in heaven, so can't beat that.
You're right. No, I forgot about that. Damn it.
The wafer
meaning
thin,
of life?
Yeah.
The wafer thin mint?
Yeah.
Wafer thin mint.
Also a musical for a part.
Yeah.
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 But there's boobs in it, so he likes it.
Yeah.
There
they put all boobs of those in
man of
really?
Man of simple and disgusting taste.
How are boobs disgusting, dude?
They're not
disgusting. How dare you, dude?
But
how dare you insult women like that, dude?
To only want to see it because of boobs.
No,
because
of food
and boobs.
He's
calling you disgusting, not the boobs. Aren't you calling him disgusting?
No, you're calling the boobs
usually.
Disgusting. Bastard. You apologize to boobs everywhere.
I would never call a boob disgusting.
All right. Well,
let's not go down that road. Let's not go down that road.
No, I wouldn't.
Let's stop talking about boobs.
All right.
I'm uncomfortable.
When
I don't think that's ever. Have we ever made you uncomfortable?
Nope.
Okay, moving on.
That's got to be a lie.
Moving on.
That'd be a lie.
Honorable mentions.
The old 96er from Great Outdoors.
That would be on the gross end of things.
Oh, yeah. That's on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is probably in everybody's list, Goodfellas.
Yeah, Prison Marinara.
Yeah.
It's on my list.
Yeah.
The cooking scene in Goodfellas and the cooking scene in The Godfather when he shows him how to make the sauce.
Well, both the marinara in prison, the prison scene where he's chopping the garlic.
And Ray Liotta's marinara when he's running around with the drugs.
No one's going to jail, Karen.
Keep stirring the sauce. Don't let it burn.
Yeah.
Oh, the 9.5 weeks scene in Hot Shots.
What about the 9.5 weeks?
Yeah, no, not 9.5 weeks.
But what
the
9.5 weeks
scene in Hot Shots when
with
he's making all the breakfast
making,
food
on her stomach.
American Psycho, Dorsey.
Oh, that's the reservations.
Yeah.
She got the reservation.
Yeah.
And the obvious When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
When she's
Yeah.
Jurassic Park. when the kids get back to the park.
Oh, the ice cream.
Oh,
yeah.
And Jello, too, because it's shaking. Oh, yeah. Shaking
oh
shaking.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Imaginary Feast and Hook.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I fucking hate Hook.
So I know, that's the only... Scene. No, me too, but that's the only part scene. I really like is the Imaginary Feast when they just eat frosting.
Fuck Hook.
This giant...
Oh, and the pie in American Pie.
Jenny, you're making me uncomfortable.
You've now made us uncomfortable. Okay.
And then the one that I thought of that I could have...
This is rapid fire.
Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Let's
Pineapple Express when Craig Robinson puts his hands in the food. Oh. He's like, it's still warm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Scary Movie 2 when he has the weird hand. My germs.
Oh, Chris Elliott?
Is that my germs? Chris Elliott.
He's our child. Marie Antoinette.
No,
I never saw it.
I never saw it either.
When they have all, she has all the candy and like sweets and stuff.
I just hate that movie so much.
I don't mind it.
The Everything Is Food sequence in Popeye.
I don't.
Popeye it's a musical. It's a musical sequence.
Yeah. The oatmeal sandwich cookie they find in Honey I Shrunk the Kids.
The chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. 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 Yeah.
Back to School, the appetizer sandwich he makes at his party at the beginning. He's like, I learned this in Europe, okay?
The two fingers. The chocolate and chocolate.
The chocolate and chocolate. there's a really good chocolate cake scene in Matilda where the lunch lady makes the fat kid eat the chocolate cake that has all the sweat and blood in it. Oh. She's like, you're going to eat it all because he's so fat.
And Monkey Brains though. Reminded me of this. Ray Liotta and Hannibal.
Eating Ray
Liotta. When he's eating his brain.
Yeah.
His own brain. His own brain.
Yeah.
His
that's
own
a brain.
The Trip?
The Trip.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I can't believe we didn't talk about the
that
Trip.
That was in my non-gross list.
You know what, though? I've never seen the movie. I've only seen the series.
It's the it's just an abridged version.
Like, right.
They stitch the episodes together and
which
it's
seems
shorter.
Weird to me. Have you watched the series?
I have watched the series. I haven't finished. I think I got almost, I didn't watch the last episode, but it's the same, like they just cut, it's the series cut together into a movie.
Okay.
So yeah.
Did you see the second one?
I haven't, I want to.
Have you guys seen a movie called Paid in Full? It's Mekhi Phifer.
No.
It's an urban movie.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
There it is. See? I didn't want to make a joke, but you were talking about for every number on the list, you were going to insult a different culture or ethnicity. And I was like, well, we all know what number one is. Yeah. And
that's
here's
not,
Ricardo.
That's not nearly as insulting as if he had said, like, soul food or something.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been more appropriate, though.
No.
That movie is...
Do they even eat soul food and soul food?
They eat soul food and soul food, but the entire movie is like, oh, hey... Grandma's dying of diabetes. Let's eat this food that is terrible for us.
Paid in Full, they eat Chinese food and champagne. And I always thought that's classy.
Yeah, like a real rich Chinese person.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like a boss.
Now you insulted the Chinese. You're
saying
they only
Chinese
eat Chinese
people?
Food?
I mean...
They like spaghetti and cheese
Paschetti?
Steaks. Spaghetti?
Paschetti.
Yeah. Another movie that doesn't show food, but I like because they mention food is Fletch when he orders a steak sandwich.
I'll have a steak sandwich and a steak sandwich, please.
I always wonder. Every time I see that scene, I want a steak sandwich.
Oh, same thing. Steak sandwich about a boy.
Oh.
When he orders a steak sandwich at the restaurant, I don't know why that sounded so like cool and casual to me.
Yeah.
Like ordering a steak sandwich. And then whenever you get a steak sandwich, it's like a lot and it's hard to eat.
I like steak sandwiches.
Because the steak is always super tough. Like, unless you go to a good place, like, the bread bites super easy, but the steak is this tough little slab.
It's work.
I think you're just getting shitty steak sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, yeah.
I've had the second movie I thought of, weirdly, that actually they don't ever eat the food or you even see the food, but I thought of it, is the scene in Five Easy Pieces where he's trying to order toast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He
says, I want the chicken salad between your legs.
But I do want some Chinese food and champagne. Before I die, I want to have that.
Chinese food and champagne?
Yeah.
That is one of the more easily accomplished bucket list items.
Oh, in China.
In China.
Oh, well, fine.
Or Chinatown. I'll take Chinatown.
Okay.
What else? What else? Does anybody have anything else? Oh, The Godfather, when he's teaching Michael how to do the...
I said The Godfather.
You said The Godfather? Yeah. I was ignoring you.
Thanks. Three Extremes would be an honorable mention for my gross list, where there's the dumplings.
Oh.
Where she wants to get younger, and so she's eating dumplings. I feel like I shouldn't spoil it, but you probably...
Well, that, for some reason, what you just said reminded me of Werner Herzog eating the boot.
Oh, there was another, not Herzog, but this reminds me of The Five Obstructions.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Where Lars von Trier makes the filmmaker recreate his own short film over and over again. And one of the ones is he has to eat an extravagant meal in the worst place on earth. So he sets up a screen in the slums of India and eats an extravagant meal. And all these poor people are behind the screen. And you have to watch him eat it.
Oh.
But yeah, no, in Dumplings, she's eating dumplings made from babies. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, not a lot of cannibalism on the list.
No, no. Well, you know what? The pizza in Saturday Night Fever. The pizza slice?
The dual pizza slices.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the pizza in Nightmare on Elm Street 4?
Well, that's gross.
Was it
that's
4? Gross one. Yeah. It was 4, right?
Yeah, 4. Yeah. 4. 4. And he like pokes
with the little
meatball.
People heads for the meatballs. Yeah.
Ugh. And also the $5 shake in Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always wanted a Big Kahuna Burger.
Martin and Lewis or Amos and Andy?
Yeah. 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 Anything else, Jenny, in your list?
Nope, you guys got it all.
All right. Everything.
We're good.
I never watched Julia and Julia. Julia and Julia?
No, it's all right.
It did make me want to eat, but it's not like a movie I ever need to see again.
No, that's how I felt,
this
too.
Okay, this is a weird one. I don't know why, but... At the beginning of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, when Angel Eyes kills that guy, but they're eating like that potato thing.
Oh,
I always wanted to eat that potato.
I don't know at all what it is.
Oh, I thought you were.
It looks like potatoes and something like potatoes and vegetables.
Yeah, with that like giant
cilantro.
Wooden spoon.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
Like
but
the clay
dish.
Yeah,
I want to eat it
because it looks so like Spanish or Italian. It doesn't look like the West.
No, yeah, it looks like a weird like Spanish ratatouille thing.
Oh my god, that's
true.
Like,
I want to eat those potatoes
every time in that scene.
I don't remember if I've Josh was our friend, my friend who's standing here. He said Snowpiercers.
I haven't seen it yet.
So no spoilers.
It's on Netflix.
About
I know
what,
I
the
need
15
to watch.
Is?
I just, I haven't had the.
Do you want me to tell you the 15?
No.
Oh.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, but
oh yeah, no, that you're right. Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil. It. Yeah.
Good point.
But a good honorable mention.
No, it is, yeah.
You learn it in like the first 5 minutes,
look,
though, right?
No, you don't know what they're eating.
Great. Now we know that they're eating something.
Spoiler alert. I kind of already have an idea of what you guys are talking about. So, yeah.
Balls.
Moving on.
They're eating balls.
You eat something.
We even talked about Soylent Green.
Know until later.
Soylent? What?
Soylent Green.
Did that really make you want to eat people?
It's food made of people. Yeah. Have you not seen Soylent Green?
No.
Charlton Heston?
No, I don't remember this.
It's not a very good movie.
Oh my god!
You don't know
Sardo.
What that movie is.
You know
never
the
heard.
Movie.
I said I don't remember this.
The whole thing is Soylent Green is people.
It's referenced in like a billion things.
Yeah. Oh yes, yes. Okay, now
she's all that.
Is made of people.
Yeah,
that's
all
where I first.
For one.
That's where I first heard of it. She's all that.
I don't even remember them talking about it. And she's all that.
It was.
I remember the SNL
during
sketch.
The.
It's all about. She's all that. Because she is.
What do you call it when there's open mic night? Some girl had a poem. Okay, well, it's not a big deal.
Sack.
Yeah, it's that same
hack
night. It's that same sack. Night. It's that same night. Exact night.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Never
let
it
drop. Yeah.
Oh,
that is
yeah.
A good
yeah.
Never let it drop.
Yeah. Pan's Labyrinth. Yeah. All right. I feel like we can do a part 2 of this. Even
I
with all the honorable mentions.
Even though we just spoiled all those
even
other
though,
ones.
I don't
even
have
that,
any more.
I think there's more. There's
you can
more.
Come up with more.
Yeah.
You guys, come on.
You can follow us. Oh, we did a good little short episode.
Yeah. You're asking a lot of
this. We're so close to wrapping it up before
an hour and a half.
And we're so close. We're almost there.
So you could follow us on Twitter at The Film Podcast. You could email us or anything, any ideas for topics and such. You could find me on Twitter at Ricardo, ULTRERES.
I'm at Janae, JEHNEIGH.
I'm at @AnAdamScott, @AN_AdamScott.
At BL Bennett.
It's not movies, but what's his name? It's really good. Ron Swanson. When they have the burger cook-off.
Oh, yeah.
And one's
and
a veggie,
makes,
and he describes everything that's in
it's
it,
a
like
burger
oregano. And,
on a bun?
Yeah.
Put ketchup on it if you want.
If you want.
Or the breakfast buffet at the strip club.
Yeah.
Or, no, what you heard me say was I want some bacon and eggs, but what I meant was I want
all
the bacon and eggs you have.
So follow us, tweet at us, whatever you want to do. Yeah. And until next time, hey, have a good week.